C. Yardley Chittick is the oldest patent attorney in the United States. Anyone older needs to call us immediately. Mr. Chittick was born in Newark, New Jersey, in October of 1900. To spare you the math, that makes him 104 years old. In a long and rich life, he's rubbed shoulders with both Humphrey Bogart and Thomas Edison. This week, the Franklin Pierce Law Center in Concord, New Hampshire, will award Mr. Chittick an honorary degree. C. Yardley Chittick joins us now from the studios of New Hampshire Public Radio. How are you, sir?
104.
You lived across the hall from Humphrey Bogart at Phillips Academy. What do you remember about Bogey?
Bogart was a year older, but he was 2 years behind me academically. And as a result of that, we never went to the same classes.
So after Phillips, you went to MIT.
I did.
And studied mechanical engineering.
Yes.
So you didn't want to become an attorney immediately?
No. I learned about the test that Thomas Edison used to give to potential employees. And I took the test and I passed it, and Mr. Edison offered me a job to work in his laboratory. And I thought it would be more fun working for the Croydon Company than for Mr. Edison. So I turned down Mr. Edison's invitation to work for him and accepted the job with the Croydon Company, which made small tools, very, very good quality small tools. And then came the Big Depression, and it occurred to me that I was very likely to be one of those to be fired, and then I was assigned to confer with a patent lawyer in New York, Mr. Thomas Howe, and I said, well, I think I'd like to become a patent lawyer like Mr. Howe, and then if it was a depression then, I could still keep working, but I wouldn't be fired.
I don't think I've ever talked to anybody who met Thomas Edison. What were the questions like in that famous test he gave?
There were 150 questions.
Yeah.
All the questions related to things that you would pick up on the side. Questions like, what is asphalt made of? Things that most people wouldn't have no knowledge of, and of which I have no knowledge either.
Mr. Chittick.
Yes.
How do you enjoy spending your days now?
Enjoy is a too strong word for what I do these days. I manage to live through them. You just go through the motions and stay alive until you die. And no drugs, absolutely no drugs, and no smoking.
Mm. Have a drink every now and then?
Sure, not every now and then, every day. I'm a screwdriver drinker, and I have one every night at dinner.
Hmm.
I just tell you a funny story.
Please.
Do you want me to go ahead with it?
Yes, please.
My father was very much upset when the Prohibition Act came in, and went looked at his books, and he found he used to buy about $200 worth of liquor a year. So he made a wild guess that it would be 15 years before Prohibition would be ended. And 15 times 200 was 3,000, and he bought $3,000 worth of liquor. And when Prohibition ended, Father had one case left in the house, so it was a pretty good guess.
Sounds like your family has a grand sense of timing.
Well, they did on that one all right. But nobody's done the timing as well as I have.
C. Yardley Chittick, the oldest patent attorney in the United States, speaking with us from Concord, New Hampshire. Mr. Chittick, thanks so much.
You're welcome.